It's episode 438, and I've got plugins for Witch Elementor add-on, GM Blockbots, Login Lockdown, and Classic Press Options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and I have the usual great show for you today. But of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple minutes, get out there and subscribe to the newsletter. Get out and hit everyone in the mouth. Spread the word about WP Plugins A to Z. And also, you can catch it live every Thursday at noon on our YouTube channel. All right, with all of that being said, let's dive right into the meat and potatoes of the show. Okay, what do we got for you guys today? The usual sort of things. First off, I have one plugin right out the gate just so that you stay sort of interested in what we've got saying here. First one out the gate today is called Witch Elementor Add-on. This one here, this is a really great little plugin I tripped across today, and so I got to test it out really quick. And if you use Elementor, this is an excellent little plugin. Now, you may be like me, and you may use multiple plugins or occasionally an extra add-on here and there, and you build out a site, and then you start building out another site, and then what happens? You go, hey, I did something. What was that plugin, or how did I use that add-on piece I need? Well, this plugin helps you out. You can go throw this into a site that you've built out with stuff. And then what you do is you load up the page you edited in Elementor and you mouse over the elements, and it tells you exactly what Elementor add-on plugin or widget you used to create each individual blocks. A very cool tool for helping you figure out what you've done in the past to make your future a hell of a lot easier to do when you just can't remember exactly what you did. Simple tool, works really great, sets up and just does what it's supposed to do, and it is a freebie. So that one there just pops right to the top with a 5 dragon rating. Go check it out, Witch Elementor add-on. Really cool plugin. It's also relatively brand new. Yeah, still has fewer than 10 installed. Hey, a little bit of news for you this week. It's kind of a slow week. It is Christmas season, so we're not getting a whole lot of news out there. But there's a couple of things to talk about. One of them being Gutenberg, a full page builder, is coming soon. There's some information out of the Make WordPress Design blog talking about Gutenberg Phase 2 and what they're planning to do with it. They're planning to build out Gutenberg into a full page editor system. You know, they keep denying it. Some deny it, say it's not going to happen. I'm truthfully believing that's where they're going with Gutenberg. They want to do this. And so a lot of companies out there that depend on them are going to be, or depend on their business as a page builder, may be in a world of hurt with the easy markets that they once had for people that are cheap for the most part. So this is something you'll want to check into, dig into a little deeper, find out a little bit about it, if it's going to impact your business or your design business or anything else. I mean, if Gutenberg, could we be headed back towards, what was that once upon a time, the Yahoo websites thing experiment where everybody had a website? God, I think I even had one. I can't remember the name of it now. But we might be headed back to that crazy world of insanely built websites that are just... well, it'll be fun and entertaining. All right, this one here, next piece of news. This one is a little bit late in getting out. I did tweet it out, so we got a bit out there for people. Now, it happened over this last week, and it's an article, and I wanted to just run down. It's about 20 different VPS providers, they were shutting down on Monday of this past week, and they gave customers just 2 days to save their data. And if those customers were away for the weekend, or they were gone, or they'd unplugged, or whatever, did they come back on Monday and find they had no websites? And probably no backups, too. So this is a very good warning to people as to why you want to control your data. Not only should you be making backups, your backups should be downloaded to your local computers and stored on an external hard drive, and you should do them at least once a month at the minimal, if not more often, if your website changes regularly. The other is you might want to stop being on the cheap for VPS hosting or web hosting in particular. This isn't the first time I've seen companies do this. You know, in the 20 years I've been involved in the internet now, I've seen companies grow really big. Then all of a sudden they've overextended. Next thing you know, they've pulled the plug and people are scrambling to get their data before the systems close down. So this is another warning, another shot across the bow, and it's something to think about. And they've listed out all the list of providers that were out there. Arca Hosting, Bigfoot Servers, HostSimply, Hosting 7.3, LQ Hosting, ServerStrong, Spark VPS. You know, these are, it was a pretty good list. A couple of them I've seen the names, but most of them I never heard of. But they, again, they were cheap, low-end VPSs. People were trying to save themselves money and found themselves in an expensive thing. Think about your hosting you get. You know, if you need a VPS, get a VPS. But if you don't, get yourself a good quality hosting provider. And remember, the cloud is just somebody else's computer. It doesn't exist. All right, another article here. This is a really nice little article. And this one here is one that I like to try and advise people of as much as possible. How would you even know if your WordPress website has been hacked? And in particular, this is a really good article. Gives a couple of really good tips. Because sometimes, and a lot of times, hackers will get in there. And nowadays, they try to avoid being picked up as long as possible. They want to get away with using your website for multiple purposes, be it spamming SEO links, just creating all kinds of grief and helping boost whatever product or scam that they're running using your website and resources for it. Now, they've listed things such as your website traffic suddenly drops off. This could be an indication. Could be an indication of something else too, but that is a good thing to look at. Bad links to your site. Suddenly you've got bad links in your site. WordPress shows incorrect login or password. Well, this one here is pretty self-evidentiary. If you suddenly can't log into your own WordPress website with your password, and if you try to reset your password and your email no longer exists, you know you've been hacked. Better get on that one quick. Your website is unresponsive or slow. This is usually the biggest indicator. Your website is suddenly unresponsive or slow. And if you've got other websites on the same server and they're working fine, this is a major indicator. Pop-up ads on your website, yeah, that's a big one. Suspicious accounts, I dealt with this just this past weekend for someone, and they suddenly had a whole bunch of unusual administrative accounts created in their website. That one took a good couple hours to clean up and fix. You know, so this is a really good article. You'll want to go read through it, check it all out. It's got some really great information. I've got one other little thing. This is not really news, but it's just something I want to kind of vent about. And it's irritating because, you know, currently, even though I'm using ClassicPress on my site, and it still taps into the WordPress repository. And I still get this on the WordPress websites I work on. And that is the search function when you go to find a WordPress plugin. And this one here was in particular, it's like the plugin I covered off already, which is which Elementor add-on. You would think by putting the exact title of the plugin into the search function of the repository, that's the plugin that would appear number one. But no, not with WordPress and its search functionality. It's the most insane thing. This plugin didn't even appear until page two and halfway down page two of it. It's like, seriously? How can you not get that right, WordPress? That's just a minor vent. It's like a what the WTF. Oh, no phone calls right now. Wrong time for phone calls. All right, so what do we got here? That's pretty much all the news and information I've got for you here today. And let's send that one off. Gotta love it when it goes from your phone to your iPad. Okay. This week here, contest-wise, I do not have one still. I still have not finished and made the time yet to get that done. I know I keep promising it. It will come. And usually what happens is there'll be a sudden burst of them, and I'll have a whole bunch lined up for a few months. So keep an eye out on it. We do have contests, and they will be coming soon, giving away more free licenses. Next up, the next plugin I've got for you. This is one to help improve your website security up a little bit and help improve its performance more than anything else. And it is a GM Block Bad Bots. Now, this is an older plugin and it hasn't been updated in a couple of years. But it does work. It works very well and it works in the background. It's very simple. Very straightforward. You install it and activate it. And what it does is it blocks a whole list of known bad bots out there. Now, this is one here that should probably be upgraded by someone, be forked, and add a functionality to it, such as add your own custom bad bots that you might discover. It could be a really cool plugin at that point there, but it's still a really cool plugin now. There's really nothing more to do but turn it on and just kick all the bad bots out of your site. Now, it is dependent upon the bots identifying themselves sort of with a referral. If the referral isn't there, they're still going to sneak through. So there's still ways around it, but on the whole, it will stop and slow things down for you. Something to go check out. A really great plugin, really simple, straightforward, easy to use. I give this one another 5 dragon rating. Okay, what do we got here? This show is supported by you, our listeners and producers. You know, this show is a value for value model, meaning if you're getting any value out of it, hey, give some value back. I mean, if it saves you 5 minutes and your time is worth, you know, $1 a minute, send me $5. You know, or in that case there, you want to do something else besides donate money to help the show out, you can go submit artwork at the WP Plugins Art Generator. Submit articles, news, and information. Submit plugin suggestions for reviews, or create a monthly donation at Patreon. I still use that. And anything else I might not have thought about, hey, feel free. Send me anything you want to help this show out. This show could definitely use some more support. Or better yet, just get out there and tell people about it. Get out there and hit them in the mouth and tell them about WP Plugins, A-Z.com, the longest running WordPress and Classic Press podcast. Okay, and I like to acknowledge the producers who have supported the show in various ways. This week, I want to acknowledge Angel Lemieux from Koa Digital for his contribution of this week's artwork. The artwork is something I use in the iTunes feed. It also goes on to the posting for the show notes. It's always great to have artwork that I don't have to put together. So I really appreciate that. So thank you very much, Angel. Much appreciated. And a big thank you to all the producers who came in under $50 and those who've set up weekly subscriptions. They remain anonymous, and I thank you very much. And this show, currently brought to you by, and if you want to replace this commercial, feel free to contact me. Save time and money managing multiple WordPress websites. If you have several WordPress websites to manage, either for your clients or yourself, then you know how much time it can take managing them all. Time that is spent on mundane administrative tasks and then losing that time for your important business tasks. CMS Commander is an online service that solves this problem and makes managing multiple WordPress websites fast and easy, as simple as controlling a single site. By placing all your websites in one powerful dashboard, CMS Commander makes it possible to update, backup, and manage them all at the same time in one place. Features of CMS and Commander include one-click updates of plugins, themes, and WordPress core for all sites, automatic scheduled website backups, website cloning and restoration, uptime monitoring and analytics integration, bulk posting and automatic content, Sign up now for your 14-day trial at cmscommander.com and access all the features that will allow you to manage more websites and save time. And if you're going to do that, please use the link in the show notes. It is an affiliate link, and I really greatly appreciate it when people use it. And it is a fantastic system. I've been using it for about 7 or 8 years now. Really great plugin for your websites and a great system for managing multiple websites. I think I've got about 40 in there right now. All right, next thing up here, next plugin I've got for you is called Login Lockdown. Now, this is a really great plugin, and I really like the simplicity of it and the use of it. The Login Lockdown, it goes through, it records your IP, it records the IP addresses that attempt to hack your website, and it blocks not only individual IP addresses, but it blocks off ranges of IPs if it sees attacks from a range of IP addresses. Very simple to use. It adds an extra layer of function of security to your website to help limit the login attempts. And you can determine what time period those login attempts happen over. You can set it to 5 minutes. If it happens over 10 minutes, you can determine how long a logout occurs, whether it be 5 minutes or several hours. It helps keep your website protected from those determined bot attackers that come at you. Keeps them away from you. After they've been locked, they'll go away for a while. They may come back again, but by the time they're released from it, it'll just re-block them out. If a mistake is made and somebody mistakenly, say you set it to 5 times, and they for some reason realized after the second or third try that they still didn't have the password and they continued for a fourth or fifth and locked themselves out of your site, you can get in there and remove their IP address from the system. It's got a really good dashboard. It sets up really nice and easy, and the functionality is just great. So go check this plugin out. It's called Login Lockdown, and I give it a 5 dragon rating. All right, Classic Press. What do we have for Classic Press this week? We do have a little bit going on, and Classic Press is starting to gain attention once again, which is always really good to hear. I'm glad to see Classic Press picking up some attention. Now, of course, this week here, we've got the bit of news from Classic Press in that they have elected their new Classic Press Management Committee. And Code Potent, who's been a really great supporter of the show, has made the committee. So congratulations to you, John. And Code Potent, you're going to help manage Classic Press and lead its direction for the next year. I look forward to see how it's going to be going. And of course, a couple other names on there. You've got Michelle Coe and James Nyland, who I did an interview with way back. You might want to go look that interview up. And many other people on there. So Classic Press is growing and moving forward. So congratulations to the new Classic Press team. And I look forward to seeing how it's going to grow over this next year. Now, of course, a little bit of information here. Web 242, these guys here are delighted to announce that they are committed to launching full hosting support for Classic Press. And they'll be talking to the community soon and spreading more information out. They've tweeted that little tidbit of information out, which is really cool to see more and more companies step forward to help support Classic Press and stand behind Classic Press. Another little bit I've got here for you is a Classic Press plugin, sort of. This one here is called Shield Security. Now, I haven't tested it myself yet, but it's one I've put in to go get checked out. But according to what I've read so far over at the forums, and there's a link in the show notes to the link to the forums where they discuss Shield Security, the developer has committed to supporting Classic Press. So this one here is a really nice plugin, it looks like. And if it's really good, it could be a replacement for WordFence, who has not said whether or not they'll support Classic Press. I know at the moment they don't support it. I've tried using it and it hit my site and said I had a 100-some-odd badly installed files, which were all the Classic Press core files. So at any rate, this is something to go look at. If you've switched over to Classic Press and you're looking for a security plugin, check out Shield Security. Really great, interesting plugin. And after I've given it a test on a site, I'll come back to it and give it a rating. And check out the links in the show notes for what they have to say about it at the forums. All right, and of course, the usual Classic Press resources. Check out the Classic Press Club, the must-have plugins list that they have on the forum. So if you, it's a list of plugins that you need, and what it is it tells you some suggested replacements for those plugins here. It's like if you're looking for a page builder right now, the only developer that's committed to Classic Press is Beaver Builder, which is really unfortunate. I'm really hoping Elementor steps up because I've really gotten used to it. I'd hate to have to switch, but I will. It's not the end of the world to switch. It just means learning something new. So hopefully that they step up to it. You want to find out a little bit more about Classic Press? Just go to their forums at classicpress.net and read all about it and keep up with the latest news. Classic Press is moving forward dramatically. Considering it's only been just over a year and a few months, they've made massive steps forward. All right, well, that pretty much wraps up everything I've got for you this week here. And what did I cover up? I covered up which Elementor add-on, which I gave a 5 to. I covered up GM Block Bots, which I gave a 5 to. And then I covered up Login Lockdown, which I gave a 5 to. Look at that. It was a full hand of aces today. All right. And a couple of quick reminders. The next WordPress meetup is scheduled for January, but that one may or may not happen. It depends. There's a little bit of flux on that at the moment. So I'll fill in more details as we get closer to it. Also, just a little bit about me. You want to follow a little bit about me, find out about more what I do, go check out theroguestavern.com, and you can follow my adventures into the wild, searching for gold, out on the gun range, and more. Lots happening there, with weekly videos being updated to my YouTube channel, which are showcased on theroguestavern.com. All right, and that pretty much wraps it up, so I'm going to let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.